producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
It's the Advanced Medicine Traveling Road Show as Dr. Batar is on his way. I won't say where he's going unless he wants to, but man, oh man, you are a traveling man.
Well, all I can say is that it's regardless of travel or not, your schedule, my schedule, the show goes on.
Yes, the show must go on indeed. And last week we covered for the first time the Zika virus, and we both called it a scam. And guess what? We're both right. More and more evidence comes to the fore over the last week as we've been following this story that says they have no evidence whatsoever that the Zika virus is responsible for anything, much less something called microcephaly, since it's been known since the 1940s to do nothing. And then suddenly they say, well, now it's suddenly doing something in concert with what? Massive spraying of pesticides in Brazil, particularly where they focus this. Massive use of Tdap vaccines in pregnant women, which they've never done in mass before. Also, they're acknowledging the release of genetically engineered mosquitoes. This and any and all environmental factors, including malnutrition, everything else that we know, manifesting what? What do you expect? I mean, how are kids going to develop healthily in the belly, if I say it not scientifically, of women who are being exposed to this kind of thing?
Yeah, and the thing is that this virus, this Zika virus that they're talking about, it's been around for at least 60, 70 years, hasn't it?
Well, you know, that you and I know about it, or they know about it. I mean, come on. How long a virus has been around? Probably forever, except, oh, well, we identified it then. And now suddenly, yeah. 60, 70 years later, oh, this is the thing. It's causing the shrunken head syndrome, if we want to call it that, microcephaly. And again, it's so blatant, but they expect that, of course, their own reporters are not going to report on this. They don't ask questions. They'll go to MDs who have retired MD-ity status and become reporters, and they'll just, you know, spout off whatever they're told to read.
Yeah, it's a sad, sad situation. There is absolutely no integrity at all when it comes to these types of stories. And it's actually, if you understand what the agenda is, then you would understand that expecting to have integrity in those type of stories is an oxymoron. It's it's a contradiction in terms. You're not going to get any integrity in it because they've got an agenda that's highly suspect. So,
mm-hmm. Well, of course, as you know, the agenda is the future of pharmaceutical medicine. It's vaccines, and if we can get one approved by the agencies that we own and then get put on the schedule, then we have no liability whatsoever should they harm, injure, or kill. So, come on, who wouldn't want that if you're part of that industry and your business is making money?
You know, the thing that really gets to me is that if you are just a small-time manufacturer of anything, you know, it's a car seat or it's a supplement or it's a window tinting, whatever it is, you know, anything small, and there's any perceivable danger or safety issue, they'll have recalls and they'll have to pay fines, et cetera, et cetera. But now you take substances that are injected into the body by major, huge companies that have contained known poisons, and they get a buy, they get a pass, they get out of jail card free, and nobody bats an eye. Mm-hmm. And so I'm wondering, why is it that the public doesn't ask that question? In fact, I wonder why any of the politicians that are running right now for president or throughout the years that have run for president, mm-hmm, have not been asked that question. Why is it that every other agency, every other organization, every other industry has to be accountable for damage that they've done to people, safety issues, etc., except for the pharmaceutical company?
Yeah, it's absolutely right. Now, who could call out BS? I mean, they always say, never BS a BSer. I'm just saying it politely so we don't get cut off the radio. Never BS a BSer. You know, Trump, I have to say, in this regard, can smell BS a mile away. Sure, he can dish it out too, but I think he's the guy most likely to go, that's not happening. That's my sense of it here. Even though Rand Paul, whether he would fall for it or not, would never fall prey to the mandatory concept because he's all about individual liberty, so we give him props for that. But beyond that, I don't know of the candidates who wouldn't just fall over and say, let's throw all the money we can at NIH to develop a vaccine that may already exist. They've just been waiting for this opportunity to unroll it.
Yeah, I think that's probably a true statement. And, you know, that kind of shows that there's a lot of lack of awareness. But Trump is, even though there are the things that we wouldn't agree with him, you know, he has actually highlighted the mercury issue, the autism issue, the vaccination issue. He's brought that up on a number of occasions.
He has, because he knows firsthand from people that he works very closely with. Mm-hmm. They've had children who are injured by these vaccines. And I'm certain that they've read your book, The Nine Steps to Keep the Doctor Away, at least somebody up there at that level, because they've just got too much awareness. They can't be BS'd on this issue. And that, of course, is problematic for the medical powers that be. But
well, for between you and me, mm-hmm. for both of us,
yeah,
there's only one degree of separation between Trump and us.
That's true. Yeah,
as you know, of course. In fact, the person who introduced us,
yep,
all those years ago,
yep.
So you know, since she works as a consultant for Trump, I know that he knows about that issue, and I'm sure that she, because their grandchild, et cetera, mm-hmm. et cetera, we treated them, in fact.
Yes.
But I'm sure that that's part of it, as you said. But I think that's also on a different level. You know, the one thing that I do appreciate about Trump, regardless of what he says or he doesn't say or whether he knows or doesn't know, the one thing is that he calls it how it is, and I think that's the reason that a lot of people have flocked to him, because he's a breath of fresh air when it comes into the when you compare it to the rest of the politicians, because
sure.
he calls it the way it is, and it's raw, it's blunt, it's bold mm-hmm. communication, and people are hungry for that.
Yeah. I keep asking, though, Dr. Pattar, about why Rand Paul's not resonating in the same way his dad did. And some of it is because he's toned the language down, although he seems to have gotten bolder again now that he's not increasing in the poll numbers. But I think there's also an intellectual absence, intellectual engagement on these issues that Rand is. He's an intellectual. I mean, he gets this from an academic and historical perspective. And, you know, to be honest, my fellow Americans, and I'm excluding the audience here that tends to dig deeper, but in a general sense, Americans are more into a visceral emotional reaction. Perhaps it's human nature at this point, and only a smaller percentage go into that intellectual depth of, this is how we got here. I want to focus there. And Rand does that, so it doesn't engage people the way the rhetoric and the power of the delivery that the most entertaining of all candidates, Donald Trump, does.
Yeah, I think that's true. But the last debate, supposedly, at least according to the Washington Post, they said that he did. They felt that he had won it. I didn't really watch too much of the debate. I only watched maybe 15, 20 minutes of it. But you know, I think you're right. I mean, maybe a little too late.
Well, Rand did well in the last one, of course, without Trump there taking the air out of the room for everybody. And he spoke in ways that, again, as I said, it's more engaging intellectually, and that's the refreshing part of it. But again, if you want the raw meat, so to speak, it may not be delivered in that way. And that's it. You know, who's got the sound bite? And I recognize that that's just the culture we're in right now. Fluoridated, lead in the water pipes coming in. Oh, by the way, on that lead issue out of Flint, Michigan, I mean, I this is something I know we've covered it before. Why don't I ask you again for everybody to hear? Because I say this. I was like, where is the movement from the outrage on the left, which there should be outrage everywhere over this issue, but where is the movement to say, hey, you know that money that you're demanding for restitution for these people? Why doesn't it engage in the process of getting these kids on IV chelation of some kind? Isn't that the starting point for IV chelation was lead poisoning?
Absolutely. That's the origin behind chelation, is when they were trying to take the lead out of the factory workers in Michigan, in fact, in Detroit, Michigan. And they noticed that while they were removing the lead in these individuals that had been exposed in the car manufacturing industry, they found that a side effect of the removal of the lead was they started having decreased symptoms of circulatory disorders, whether it be cardiac or peripheral circulatory issues, blood pressure issues, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how actually chelation became popular because of that exact finding, the decrease in lead that was causing a reduction in the oxidative stress on the vascular system. So you're absolutely right, and it is a wonder why they haven't discussed it, but it probably comes back down to the pharmaceutical influence again.
Yeah, but I was just thinking about that, because it's one thing, and I said in the history of this, what happened is that it was a promising treatment, actually a validated treatment. It said lead poisoning, let's get the lead out. They did it, and oh my gosh, we discovered that it also somehow cleared the arteries. That would put the kibosh on the emerging profitable procedure known as open heart surgery, bypass surgery of the 20th century cardiology profession. And that, of course, was extraordinarily profitable, and that could not be curtailed. So they had to curtail IV chelation, despite the fact that they can't deny the science that says, yeah, it was for lead to begin with.
Yeah, interestingly enough, in the physician's desk reference in the 1950s, and I believe even as early as the early 1960s, but definitely in the 1950s, EDTA was approved for cardiac conditions. So from the 1940s, when it became widely known that the use of EDTA to remove lead mm-hmm. was having this incidental improvement in cardiac and circulatory type of issues, that was like in the 1940s. So by the 1960s, it became published in the physician's desk reference as an indication. EDTA, or cardiovascular disease, was an indication for IV EDTA usage. But then upon the advent of bypass, that indication suddenly disappeared, and no longer could you find a reference on the physician desk reference for the use of EDTA in
exactly.
cardiac conditions.
If you ever need evidence of collusion in the media to keep people completely unaware of real remedies, this story out of Flint, Michigan is one. We're going to talk more with Dr. Bitar as we do some more advanced medicine on this issue. Of course, all of the years he's been helping kids, particularly who have been injured by vaccines and mercury, I don't know if we've actually focused on lead as well. So I want to ask him a little bit more about the recovery of these kids potentially in Flint that have been exposed to lead in the water supply there. Stick with us. We got lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Advanced Medicine, and, of course, MedicalRewind.com, one of the easiest places to get the archives right or pretty soon after the show is over here. So check it out. Lots more healing to go with Dr. Bitar and Robert Scott Bell after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S.
As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Dr. Batar, you might not realize this, but we are ending our fifth full year of broadcasting together, Advanced Medicine, and beginning the sixth year starting tomorrow. So our next episode will be our first in the sixth year since we launched to change the world.
I actually totally forgot about that. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Five full years, and you're about to fall asleep. What have we done? What have we done wrong? Oh, my God.
You started yawning first.
I did. We were off the air, we're like, oh, man, have we been at this for a while? Maybe we should take a break. No, we're back. Listen, it's been incredible, and really it has been transformative for so many, as you know, we've heard from over the years, listening around the world. And, you know, this subject matter, we never run out of things to talk about. I guess just the nature of the world, there's an infinite amount of things, but there's an infinite amount of corruption, and that includes in politics and medicine in so many areas that we have to call them out on it. And this thing in Flint, Michigan, which is a terrible disaster, you know, lead in the water pipes, probably a lot more than that. But if we talk about this specifically as a distinct, maybe if I can call it a distinct difference than mercury, obviously they're different in terms of the intensity of the impact. We've touched on that. But have you personally experienced, or do you know in terms of reversing the damage associated with lead via chelation in the patient or children's patient population?
Well, the removal of lead has a very dramatic effect in children. And in fact, some of the studies that were done originally talked about how lower IQ was associated with lead toxicity. And here's the weirdest thing. The study that was published, I believe, in the Journal of Vascular Surgery, they showed that lower dose of lead or lower levels of lead toxicity had a higher level of damage than higher lead levels and caused more of a decrease in IQ.
Wow.
Now, it's interesting. It's kind of like from principle, the Hahnemann principle of homeopathics, almost like the lower level was having a more profound effect. I have no idea. They haven't been able to explain that, and I assume, correct me if I'm wrong, maybe there's a component to it, but they definitely found that lower lead levels had a higher level of toxicity and reduction in IQ greater than higher lead levels.
Interesting. Well, we've talked about the difference between acute radiation exposure versus long-term chronic low level, as well your body responds or reacts in a way. I don't know if that has anything to do with it, but in terms of detoxing the lead and seeing recovery, you know how it is, you say the earlier the better, like with those children that have come to you with vaccine injury due to mercury primarily. Have you seen similar patterns? Have they emerged in that regard? Can we see even years later reduction in let's say, the side effects or direct effects of lead toxicity?
Well, lead toxicity from a neurological standpoint is not nearly as bad as mercury, but the problem is, you never find one without the other. That's the first thing.
Right.
They're always synonymous. And then you have a lot of issues. In fact, I don't even know whether they've checked these children. When people are talking about the Flint, Michigan story, I don't know whether they actually checked for mercury or not. But the other issue is... Go ahead.
Well, they're minimizing it if it exists, and I know, just like you do, that it likely does, coming out of that polluted river, much less the pipes and things, but they are purposefully not mentioning anything but the lead in this case, maybe a few other things.
Right. Well, it certainly is an issue, and it certainly will cause an effect on the IQ level, but then there's, of course, the long-term effect of how it impacts the circulatory system of the body. And so that's a very big impact. And as you know, lead gets stored inside a bone, so it takes years and years to get it out of the system. And oftentimes when checked, it won't show, especially with the non-excretors. And it's a very common thing for people to have some of these metals, lead, mercury, and others, and not be aware of them. And when they're tested, the levels don't show up, so the doctors have a false sense of security because they don't see any metals coming out, and they tell the patient, you don't have an issue with this, and so the patient goes on looking for another source of what could be causing their problem, but unbeknownst to them, the reason nothing's showing up is because the body's holding on to it and they can't eliminate it, and so that's why the levels are high. And that's why the levels are low, because the body's holding on to it. So that high level that the doctors are looking for never shows up until an individual starts actually getting treatment. And as you do treatment on these people, you'll start seeing the levels progressively increasing, as opposed to high levels that show off right off the bat in an individual that is not a non-excreter, meaning they do excrete.
So it increases in the process of excretion, if you will. You're clawing it out, or however it's described, and at that point you can test levels. They'll test higher, but it's finally being relinquished, for instance, from the bone tissue. All right, we're going to take a break, continue on in this important discussion here. For any of you that know folks in Flint, Michigan, get the word out. There are ways to help these kids. Don't feed into the lies. Don't be part of the lies coming to the mainstream media saying there's nothing that can be done. There is plenty, and we'll talk about it more with Dr. Bitar after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, this week I'm heading to the Colorado for the Right to Try conference, and that would be truly the right to know things like chelation therapy, the right to access them for these kids in Flint, Michigan, Dr. Bittar. I'm telling you, the media is falling down on this. The Hollywood liberal elite intelligentsia, even if they want to help or claim, if they're sincere, they're not talking about chelation. They're not talking about metal detoxification. I've seen nothing in the media about this.
You probably won't, because they won't allow any attention to be brought to treatments like heavy metal treatments that will address heavy metal toxicity. Chelation is a bad word in the media, and you know they say there's that old adage, there's no such thing as bad publicity. So I think the big pharma recognizes that, and so they don't want any good or bad or any type of mention of something like chelation, because it will increase visibility, and then mm-hmm. people will be curious and they'll look it up, and then they'll find the answers. And so they don't want to even talk about it. It's just hidden completely. This is where the informed consent issue, I have such a pet peeve about the informed consent. When they talk about informed consent, you need to give patients all the different options that are possible. Mm-hmm. So then if that's true and that's a legal requirement to give informed consent, then why don't we talk about chelation and many other
exactly.
disease processes, because that's the only thing that is fair and right and ethical, is to give all options. And if chelation is an option, then that should be given. But no, you don't give chelation as an option.
Right. And not that we're, that I'd be saying only do homeopathy, but even the use, for goodness sake, of homeopathic lead, plumbum metallicum, has been shown in studies, double-blind studies, to help the body to begin the excretion process better than doing nothing at all, even though I would want them to do chelation as well.
Yeah, well, and that's, I guess the point is, it's not just chelation or homeopathy, but there's so many other modalities of treatment that may have a potential benefit, and certainly would be higher than a 40 or 45% response rate, as is with most drugs. So why don't we include any and all components that may have a beneficial response in the patient, but it's not considered to be part of informed consent?
Right. Well, I mean, they probably want to give L-DOPA. I don't know. So some kind of thing. Hey, let's stimulate hyperstimulation. Hey, man, maybe we can repurpose ADHD drugs for these kids with lead poisoning. I'm telling you, they're just ignoring what is just so there. Anybody could find it if they would be willing to look past the pharmaceutically conflicted mainstream media on this case.
Yeah, they use that term, evidence-based medicine. You know, we've talked about this so many times before on the show, but
yeah.
the use of that term, evidence-based medicine, is so bastardized. They don't look at anything that's based on evidence. And so if you start looking at the evidence, you start looking at the pathophysiology behind many of these disease processes, you see the increase in oxidative stress that the patient is experiencing, and then you trace that oxidative stress back rather than just putting the person into a box that's labeled with the disease. You start looking at the actual cause, and then you see the cause is oxidative stress, and you start seeing, where is that oxidative stress coming from? Where is that increase in oxidative stress coming from? And then you start seeing what the patterns are, where the issues lie, chemicals, metals, etc., and start addressing it. There is a tremendous response that patients have. And what I just did was I summarized what our philosophy is. Our philosophy is just getting rid of the oxidative stress and then allowing the burden of the system to essentially be alleviated. And as the burden is reduced and the body doesn't have to deal with all that burden, the body's own natural mechanisms start kicking in. And whether it's, you know, what, no matter what disease process we're talking about, the reduction of oxidative stress by definition will improve the individual. And if you can effectively, the key operative word here is effectively, if you can effectively detoxify the body, then chronic disease by definition can't exist.
Yeah, well, that kind of message is, well, again, plainly missing from the reports in the dominant mainstream media, which is, again, it's losing influence. Thank goodness. I mean, case in point, what we opened today with, the Zika virus scam. We're a week in or so to this scam or more, and we're seeing through it. More people than ever are seeing through it before we get to the Olympics in August in Brazil, where who knows by then they might be saying in order to go to it, you have to be vaccinated for it, even though we've not come out with a vaccine, but we'll say we have it. We won't have adequate testing, but it's an emergency. Get it anyway. And I'm telling you, this is the script. This is the playbook. Eventually, they're going to have to come up with something better because it's just not going to work the same way anymore.
It's the same pattern. It's the same exact play. You know, they did this with the H1N1. They did this with the bird flu, with the swine flu, with this flu and that flu and everything else. It's the same play. It's hype. It's fear tactics. It's manipulation. Mm-hmm. They sell all the vaccines. More people get hurt. And then it disappears. So, you know, it's one of those things that you figure out that after a play, you know, it's almost like watching a football game, and once you see the quarterback get sacked, you think, okay, they go to a different play. But no, they keep on doing the same play over and over and over again.
Right. Yeah, don't learn. Back to the Zika virus as well. I mean, we were publishing evidence that there are things that actually cause microcephaly that have nothing to do with the virus. And in case you didn't know, glyphosate, which is that Roundup of crop, genetically engineered type of pesticide, has shown in studies, clinical trials, to impact on development of embryos, right, in different species. They say the direct effect of glyphosate on these embryos opens concern about the clinical findings from human offspring in populations exposed to this glyphosate-based herbicides in agricultural fields. And one of the effects of the exposure is, guess what, microcephaly, the small heads. So it's not an unknown. It is known in the scientific literature, and for them to be denying that and pointing only to the virus is the height of, again, complicit irresponsibility, illegality, criminality on the part of the media in complicitness with these global corporations.
You almost sound like Don King there just now.
Did I sound like Don King, the boxing promoter? Really?
Yeah, the way all the rhyming.
Oh, I didn't even know I was rhyming. I just let let it loose, man. Just the passion's coming through. Not like you.
Sorry, I didn't mean to throw you off.
No, you need to balance out my intensity right now. That's a very good thing that you're doing, because I nearly cussed on the air yesterday about this stuff. I was getting so disgusted by it, but got to find some lighthearted moments in here, and I'm having difficulty at the moment, I'll be honest with you.
Well, I think that all in all, though, you're 100% right, and more awareness, more and more light is being shined, and the rats are scurrying, and it's no different than the last 5-6 years, Robert. We're seeing more and more people becoming aware.
Mm-hmm. Guess what? In the United States, we've got evidence now that there are 25,000 cases of microcephaly every year in the United States, and this has been going on for how long? They haven't suddenly come out and said, oh my gosh, the Zika virus has been doing this in everybody. And of course, in the cases down in Brazil, if they're finding it in 1/10 of all the cases, that might be news. So how could it be causing all of the microcephaly when it's only there in a fraction of the cases, if that? So a quote from practice parameter evaluation of the child with microcephaly, an evidence-based review, funny enough that they say that. This is in the journal Neurology. This is not a small journal. It says microcephaly may result from any insult that disturbs early brain growth. Annually, approximately 25,000 infants in the United States will be diagnosed with microcephaly. Any insult that disturbs early brain growth. Could that mean toxic pesticides?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So just keep yelling Zika.
It's an additive effect, too. So, you know, as you said in the beginning of the show, you listed some of these different environmental components, and you added them together with the increase in vaccinations, pregnant moms getting exposed to this stuff. You know, you pile each one thing on. It's not an additive. It's not a linear 1 + 1 = 2. It's a exponential 1 + 1 = 5 type of a formula.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you talk about microcephaly right now, but what other aspects is this having an impact on? And I'm certain that the immune system is being affected. And downstream, you know, 5, 10, 20 years down, these people are going to see a higher incidence of cancer. Already we're seeing a much higher incidence of cancer in the younger patient population, exponentially increasing over the last 20, 25 years. And over 10 years ago, I made the comment, probably closer to 15 years ago, I made the comment that the incidence of these individuals receiving vaccines will later on in life increase the likelihood of them getting cancer only because their immune systems are being damaged right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what's happening, because cancer is an immune system dysfunction issue. You can't have cancer if your immune system is intact. And if you have cancer, then by definition, your immune system is no longer functioning.
Incredible. Reuters had an article about the Zika thing. They're all trying to link it. And then you read in this article, it says a 2007 Zika outbreak on Yap Islands in Micronesia is estimated to have affected nearly 75% of the population of some 12,000 people. And a 2013 outbreak in French Polynesia affected nearly 28,000 of 270,000 residents. Guess what? And I'm adding the guess what? Neither epidemic caused a spike in microcephaly.
Hmm.
Okay, now suddenly it's the cause of microcephaly, yet never before? Come on.
Yeah.
You can't tell me that. And I know you're...
Comes back to the virus hunters that you've talked about.
Mm-hmm, exactly. This is the game, and they're playing it on all of us if we continue to play along. Listen to this. The BBC, January 28th, there has been a steep rise in the level of microcephaly, babies born with abnormally small heads, and the rare nervous system disorder, Guillain-Barré syndrome. The link between the virus and these disorders has not yet been confirmed, but Dr. Chen, Director General of the World Health Organization, said it was strongly suspected and was deeply alarming. Okay. right? No evidence to suspect it, but we'd suspect it anyway because we need a story to tell folks to keep them off of the reality that these big companies that are poisoning the population are really the responsible party.
Yeah, you have to have something to blame it on. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to have it. You have to blame it on something that it almost reminds me of the witch hunts, the Salem witch hunts.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So. This is really amazing. It's the job of the World Health Organization to lie for the pharmaceutical industrial complex, for the biotech industry, etc., and our CDC and our institutions of so-called higher learning. Actually, it's higher indoctrination. Play along because the money train only flows as long as they continue to look at causes that are not really causes, a.k.a. viruses, and ignore the toxins and heavy metals that we point to every week here when we do advanced medicine together.
Yep, I would have to say that the key, based upon what you just said and based upon what I've seen in clinical practice now, and I've been practicing for over 26 years now, and this type of medicine for the last 21 years, I would have to say that if you can detoxify the body effectively, that detoxification process will lead to so many various things, but obviously the elimination of disease is the biggest one, but the other one that is very big in
nope,
the media...
Hold that and thought. We're on a break. This is a cliffhanger. Don't forget where we just were. Don't fall asleep, Dr. Bitar. We got one more segment to go. Advanced Medicine continues here. Remember, Medical Rewind, as well as all the links in the show notes at robertscottbell.com.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com. We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivore as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I promise you, I did not plan that cliffhanger of a break, but you know you were on it. I didn't want to stop you, but I had to. So, what were you going to say?
Well, the moment's gone now, Robert. I don't remember.
No, you can't do that.
I was going to say that not only is the reduction of toxicity so paramount in eliminating the disease process that we normally associate with a virus, a bacteria, whatever. And it's not to say that bacteria and viruses don't cause these problems. They do cause these problems. Well, why does a bacteria, virus, or spirochete, or mycoplasma, or yeast cause a problem in one individual but not in another individual? Mm-hmm. And the reason it doesn't cause a problem in all individuals is because of the varying level of toxicity. Some people are more susceptible.
Right.
Some people are less susceptible. The reason that people are more susceptible because of the toxicity level, because of the stress level, because of the, you know, how much sleep they're getting, how much nutrition they're getting, or lack of nutrition they're getting, etc. So obviously the disease process is one aspect of this that everybody is interested in. That's what we talk about. But the other one that is so important that is very big in the media, and people talk about it all the time, but we rarely talk about it, Robert, and that is the anti-aging or the longevity or the age management components. So I actually got blackballed from A4M in 2002, I guess it was, because
I remember
2001. I was their highest rated speaker, but I made a comment from a panel discussion once. I said that all these people are talking about hormones. So there's like five of us on a panel,
right?
And I made the comment that if you think that giving people hormones is the key to living longer, you guys are seriously, seriously off your rocker.
Dude, you just asked to be kicked out of medicine when you say that. You're done. You're done. You're toast.
Of course, now, you know, years later, they start having courses in 2005, 2006, 2007. They start actually having doctors teaching chelation courses and heavy metal courses. The only reason I know that is because a number of the instructors were people that came to my training program.
Mm-hmm.
But it's interesting that everybody talks about anti-aging, age management, longevity medicine, whatever you want to call it. The key there is the same thing, is the removal of toxicity.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can remove toxicity, if you can eliminate toxicity, it's almost like turning back the hand of time.
because now you're resetting the clock the way the Creator designed it, the way the Creator designed our bodies to be. I mean, when we were born, we were relatively clean, except for the toxicity that we were exposed to in utero from our mothers. We were the cleanest we've ever been.
Right.
And then as we accumulate the toxins on the, from the planet, from the exposure, from what we're breathing, what we're eating, what we're drinking, etc., that's where a lot of this burden begins. So I think that removal of toxicity leading to lower incidence of disease is one aspect, and of course an improvement in function which allows you to live a longer, healthier, cleaner life.
Yeah, and I've said it so many times, however old you are, that's, you know, how long you've been potentially accumulating toxins, especially if you haven't done, I would say aggressively or certainly in a focused manner, reduce the burden that you know you've been exposed to and may have been accumulating. And so the key is to reduce that burden ultimately and then restore the function by getting the garbage out of the way and then giving the body what it needs. It's nothing that we haven't done before or that you haven't written about, but it needs to be repeated because our pattern as human species has been to behave like little children, spoil little children on this planet, pretending like anything we do, there's no effect to what we do, and we can just keep doing it.
Yep, we tend to play without realizing that there's a consequence to our play. And that consequence is usually measured in reduced number of years that we're on the planet.
Yeah. In the meantime, if you want to keep going and getting, you know, hydrogenated fried GMO chicken, I don't know. You know, people, this is another thing about the folks in Flint I talked about. We're almost out of time here. Is that you've got to rise higher up on the survival scale and recognize that what you put into your body does indeed matter. And yes, it takes effort. Yes, you might have to cook some at home. But my goodness, at what cost did you say, no, that's too expensive, I don't want to live?
Exactly. People tend to think about everything in terms of dollars and cents, and that's fine. But how much do you spend on your car? How much do you spend on your house? And if you're not willing to take care of your system and invest in your health, because that is exactly what it is, an investment.
Yeah.
And I've heard people say that, well, it's too expensive. And you know, you're talking about maybe $1,000 or $2,000 to do something, mm-hmm. and it's too expensive. Well,
dude, hello. We'll keep encouraging you, folks. I'm glad that Dr. Batar and I are here each week to get this message out, and thank you for adding to it by being out there. Say thanks to all our wonderful sponsors that support us. And in the meantime, safe travels to all y'all. And Dr. Batar, tell us what we need to know to leave for the day.
That the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.